Anyway, welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Readers Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, you're Rena. We're a family. We read comics.
We're sibs.
We're sibs.
That's the group chat name on my phone.
Sibs. Oh, God.
Yeah, for us.
Nice, nice.
I'm just Daniel, Nathan, and Carter.
In case you forget who your siblings are.
Yeah, you have to verify who's in this one, you know. Did I tell you guys a story about how Sarah doesn't want to be married anymore?
It's a heavy topic.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to get into it.
Oh, okay, is this a different podcast? Are we doing a different podcast?
This is the therapy one. Yeah. This is the one you wanted, right?
This is the one I wanted. Yeah. Today.
Okay.
We went shopping for clothes for our trip, and we go to American Eagle, right? She gets some shit she wants, and they ask if she has like a rewards account. She does not. And she sets it up. They're like, "What is your name?" They're like, and she says, "Sarah Vrabel."
Oh, no. Oh.
And I was like, "That's not your name now. No, you you have to
you change it."
Yeah, you have to. you said yes, so you have to deal with the inconvenience of spelling out Natividad every single time now. And so that was just like a punch to the balls, basically.
Yeah, I can see why.
Can you
especially
can you
when you have
that?
To change all your emails to a different name? I feel like that'd be
yeah.
Rough.
So basically, we're getting divorced. And, it was nice while it lasted.
Yeah.
So how'd you feel?
And I didn't even tell her like how I felt about that until like a week later while people are around.
While you were thinking about it, yeah, just like, comes up.
She was like the slightest bit snarky to you, and then you just let it all out.
It's like that one Arthur meme where he's like,
I'm standing next to her with my hand behind. Anyway, we got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Ice Cream Man. We got the Back Matter Matters in the poll list, but we start with the news. Do you have any news?
I do, yeah. Because I come prepared.
Oh.
And this podcast means something to me.
I feel like I've been on Twitter like all day and I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, there's not much.
The only news I have is that the Tom King and Peter Gross book, Animal Pound, that'll be coming out on December 20th. So the ad that we saw last week or whatever week, it said winter, but now we have like a date.
Oh, okay, cool.
I found it on like a website somewhere.
December 20, wow.
Yeah, but there's also this other one. I think it's like a prequel or something. It's called Animal Pound Ashcan. Comes out November 15th.
Oh, okay, interesting.
I don't know if Ashcan means something.
It does. It's like a smaller like preview version.
It's like a test. Yeah,
so almost. Marvel's new Carnage comic is scarier than the publisher thought, and it's now warning retailers. Because it had to change its T+ rating to a parental advisory notice. Mm. And they had to like reach out to all the comic book stores and be like, this is what's going on. I don't know if it like says, maybe it said T in like the solicitation for it. And then as they're printing it, they're like, ooh, this is a little bit spicier. But it's
I don't know
be,
if you look at Carnage, like the cover, and be like, this would be great for children.
Yeah, this
you
would
know?
Be a nice you know little
I
thing.
I give this for my little
it's
boy.
Also called, it's also called Spine Tingling Spider-Man number one. So...
Oh, so it's not. It's like a Carnage book in that?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what it's about necessarily.
Is it just like a 8-pager or something?
No, I think it's like a mini series thing.
Hmm.
For like Halloween.
So it's not the Ram V one?
No.
Oh, okay.
Dan, we read Killadelphia last week.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that book is still going on, which we did know. But it's going to have a crossover with Savage Dragon, Spawn, and a character named Blackula, which is a black Dracula.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I think...
Blackula makes sense, because that's a book about vampires.
I think Rodney Barnes even like did some Blackula comics.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay. But Spawn and Savage Dragon.
So they're not going to show up in Killadelphia, are they?
I think they are, yeah.
Oh, man. I feel like that kind of ruins the legitimacy of that comic. Because it's very serious and it's tackling very big issues.
Yeah, like social class.
Yeah. And corruption and shit like that. But then they'll just be like, oh, there's, look at that.
Oh my God,
dragon cop.
Yeah, it's a dragon cop now. So yeah, we'll see.
That's bizarre. Rena, you have any news? Any Rena news?
I don't know if this is a comic book or not. But you know The Boys?
Yeah,
I do know The Boys.
Yeah. Did you watch the Gen V?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
Dude, you just watched it?
You haven't?
No.
Okay, wait. What do you rate The Boys like normally, like out of 10?
Like 9?
It's... the same for Gen V.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely, when Jackson said, like, we should watch, I was like, it's just going to be bad. Like, that's it's what Gen I thought V, too. Like, what is, like a there's kid nothing spin-off. Better than the original. Yeah. Yeah. And then when I watched, I was like, this is literally exactly like.
Sweet. We're going to talk good. About it, and we're going to spoil it for Daniel.
No.
It's the first three episodes that are out. So.
Oh, I thought it was only one.
You only watch one episode?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it gets so much better.
What? Okay, I only watched
we'll
the first one.
Okay, we'll talk about the first one then.
Okay.
Daniel will have to deal with the spoilers.
There's nothing.
I'll leave.
Yeah.
We'll just talk. Yeah. All
right, Daniel, get out.
Finish your ice cream. La, 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 la.
I already finished my ice cream.
No,
you had ice cream?
Yeah.
For your ice cream.
You know those like Häagen-Dazs like ice cream bar things? They're like on a mm-hmm. stick with like the toffee.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we have those.
Nice.
Super good.
We should get some for the pod.
Wait, so The Boys is a comic book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, Holland. See those books over there that are like white and then red at the bottom?
Oh.
In the upper left corner? Those
is
are
it
boys.
Just like it or is it kind of just different?
No, it's very different.
It sucks more than the show.
People don't like the comic. I like the comic more, honestly.
What? Oh. You're insane for that.
We've talked about this.
I know we have. We have an episode on The Boys.
We have two episodes on The Boys. We did volume two.
We did volume
Fake
two.
Fan.
So yeah, it's very different. Like it's a comic that came out like 20 years ago. And so you can just, I think you can take things that maybe people didn't like about it and then just make it better when you make the show, you know, make something that works for TV or whatever. And then, but the comic gets a bad rap just cause it's like not as good, but you know, it's old.
He said it. He said it
to some people. It's not as good. I personally enjoy just
Clip
reading
it
more.
Yeah, The Boys literally had me hooked. I was like...
When did you watch it?
I don't... Like the beginning of September. So, not
like a couple months ago?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. She's like mad at me. She's like, why didn't you tell me about The Boys? I'm like, I didn't think you'd like
it. No, you guys Invincible. Definitely talked about it. It was just... To me, it was just like another superhero show. So, I was like, I don't know if I want to watch
No,
it.
We know. We're not
I know.
Fucking around.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, Jimmy's good.
Never doubt you again. But... good.
Yeah.
I like some it. Weird parts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a weird fucking show. That's how the comic is. It's like really fucking weird. And I'm like, why is this being printed in a book? You know? Who allowed this?
Oh, it's like the same in the comic or no?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. If anything, the TV show like holds back a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. The comic's definitely more crass, but it's not as smart about it, I feel like.
Right. Yeah.
So
what did you think about the new episode? Or the first
episode? We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. Stop jumping around. That's not news, Rena.
Yeah.
The freak.
In our other segment, the pull list.
What do we read, Rena?
Oh, what?
What do we read?
The Ice Cream Man.
Yeah.
Is it the Ice Cream Man or is it just Ice Cream
Man? Oh, Ice Cream Man. Sorry.
It didn't matter.
I didn't know.
What'd you think, Rena?
Okay, at first you sent me it. I looked at the cover and I was like, dang, I wanted to do like a spooky like October, you know, comic. Like that's what I wanted to do. And then as I read it, I was like, damn. This is spooky. So I definitely was very impressed with it. But
that's good. I was a little worried about this one, honestly. Too. Like I wasn't sure if you guys would like it. I don't even know if I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reading it, I was like, I remember this. This is cool. Because I've read it before.
Oh.
But I've only read this trade, you know? So it's just kind of like a refresher.
Definitely a little confusing sometimes. But
I think it's supposed to be. Because this is like... Has like 30 issues or something, I think.
Yeah, it's still going on. It's on like its seventh trade right now.
Yeah, so I think this first trade is very much like an introduction to like...
The concept.
This dude.
Yeah.
And we're like, what the fuck? And it's supposed to be weird. So this, it reads like an anthology where like each episode or each issue is like something different.
Yeah.
And there's one that is clearly the worst and then the rest of them are pretty good. You know?
Okay. Yeah, I like how it's like... I think kind of what we look for when it comes to the horror stuff is stuff that's almost like a horror movie, like really dark, really like scary looking imagery and things like that, which I think Killadelphia is more towards.
Sure.
You know, but I think there's so many different types of horror movies, you know, and so horror comics can be that way to where it's like maybe mostly daytime or it's like more of like a psychological horror and like a little eerie.
Yeah.
Rather than just like jump scare.
Read Infidel, kind of right?
Yeah, yeah, I think that one had definitely more like Halloween spooky, like
like demons and stuff or whatever ideas. It is.
But it was also like about something. Like it was like saying something to it. I don't really know what this is like saying, if it is saying anything.
Yeah,
but it is.
This one's definitely just surprising.
Yeah. It just has like spooky moments.
Yeah,
So and it's written very interesting. So
what?
Was Infidel last time you were here?
Harley Quinn?
I think that was before.
No, that was the first one.
That was the first one, and then we did Infidel.
Infidel.
Wow, it's been a year?
Dude, that's crazy.
Wow.
You don't even like us.
But y'all don't invite me on, so. I had to make sure I had more than Carter, though, because I need to be favorites.
You want to come back for the Christmas episode?
Yes. What the freak?
Wait, speaking of news, did you guys see the trailer for Silent Night?
Yeah.
It looks awesome, right?
No, it looks so dumb.
I can't wait.
It's not going to be better than Violent Night, right? Of course.
It's just
another John Wick thing, you know? And it's hardly Christmas.
There's no dialogue in that movie.
There's zero dialogue.
Zero dialogue.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I think there's just nothing in the trailer.
I saw one person say it on Twitter. It must be true.
So you're excited to go see a silent movie?
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool.
There's a silent movie on Hulu right now.
Is it about Christmas?
No, it's like about aliens, I think.
Uninterested.
No.
It's like...
Violent Night is pretty good, though. I'm going to watch it again this year.
Yeah, so... Yeah, dude, that's like a... It's an annual movie.
Yeah, it became one.
But anyway,
Ice Cream Man.
Ice Cream Man.
Written by W. Maxwell Prince.
And
that's cool that you start your name. You know, with just W.
With a dub.
Yeah, with a W. Art by Martin Morazzo. Colors by Chris O'Halloran. And lettering by good old Neon.
So Maxwell Prince and Martin Morazzo, they're like a team. They like do like a lot of stuff together.
I've heard their names before. What's the other things?
I don't know. But I know that they do other things. We're here to talk about Ice Cream Man, though.
Yeah, true.
Volume 1, Rainbow Sprinkles. Good name.
Yeah, it is good. So if he has like a really big fear against ice cream men, like our ice cream trucks, goodness. I should say.
Really? Why?
Because they're freaky to her.
Because all the stickers are.
Yeah, it's like.
Just because you.
It's like
you
too
never
much for
know.
Her to look at, you know?
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I
think it's just because you never know, like, who.
It's just like a random guy.
You should give it
the
book.
Freezer and.
Ice cream.
You know, yeah. So, like, remember when we read Spawn? There was that ice cream truck person.
Oh, yeah.
I told her about that, and she's like, see?
Not the one at Nana's house, though. That ice cream.
No, man. That one's so good.
Top tier.
But yeah, so I like was reading this, and I was like, Sophie would be freaked out by this, I think.
I mean, I feel like we all have unusual fears. Do you guys have unusual fears?
Frogs.
Giraffes.
Oh, yeah. Mine's mascots.
Mascots?
Yeah.
I think I'd be afraid to be a mascot because it's gotta be so sweaty in there.
So sweaty.
Yeah, but it's also like clowns. Like, it's the same kind of deal. You never know. Like, it's the same thing as like Ice Cream Man. It's like you never know who's under like that. It could be a killer. It could be someone that looks really weird. I don't know.
I think if it's an ice cream man that like really enjoys his job, I'm freaked out.
Yeah.
But if it's someone that's like clearly miserable. Being paid minimum wage or whatever, I'm like, this is a good ice cream
man. What do you want? Okay, this much. Okay.
Fucking throws it at you.
So would you get freaked out if you're like at a Sun Devils game and Sparky came up to you?
I guess it really just depends on like what the mascot is. Because I feel like, actually, I don't know. I've never been really near a mascot because... I don't know.
Her brother used to be a mascot.
I know, but that's
where the fear
like
came from.
Bear,
oh, when he was in like sixth grade and she was in like fourth grade.
Maybe, but when I was at Perry, like the Perry mascot, that freaking out.
Mm. You ever see those like those old pictures from like Disneyland with like the really beat down like
exactly like
Mickey Mouse costumes?
My heart rate just went up.
That shit's terrifying.
Yes, it really
is. Especially like the pictures that they have, they're like black and white now.
And their eyes are just like,
or, like
dead.
Yeah, on the there's like a really creepy Daffy Duck one, and I'm like, oh
yeah. Now I feel that. That'd be well. So are you gonna watch Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah, obviously. Like that was my childhood.
Oh, true.
Did you play that game?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I mean, it's not my childhood. Pokemon was my childhood. But,
oh, for sure.
But Five Nights at Freddy's was definitely a part.
Mascots look like Pokemon sometimes.
No, they don't.
I'll take it back.
Anyway, chapter one.
Chapter one.
Raspberry Surprise. I like when there's a name for each issue.
Yeah, that's a sign of a good book. Or at least that they have confidence in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we open up with like a little kid. He's going to get some ice cream from the local ice cream man. He's all by himself. And the ice cream man's like, why are you by yourself? And he's like, I'm a big boy. Fuck off.
Dude, is ice cream free from the ice cream man?
He does not
take payment.
He's giving it out.
He's got no tenders.
Oh. I thought somewhere he said that. How much it was.
This kid wants two chocolate scoops. And then we follow this kid home and we discover that his parents are dead and were poisoned by his pet spider.
And he puts like a clothespin on his nose. Like he like knows that there's an issue.
His parents are fucking
but he
gross.
Doesn't do anything about it.
Yeah. It's like, it's interesting because this has like a very informative like beginning and it like tells us about the Brazilian wandering spider. And it getting like the Guinness World Record for most venomous spider.
Yeah.
And then I like the build up to like seeing the dead parents because like it's purposefully not showing us what's going on.
Yeah.
Like the kid's putting on the thing in his nose and like the kitchen light's clearly on or whatever. And then it just shows his dead parents.
Yeah,
and they're like rigor mortis or whatever.
Yeah. He just like it explains like what its bite does and its venom does. And
yeah.
It causes like paralysis and stuff and like stiffening of like the muscles or whatever.
Yeah. It's fucking
and so
crazy.
His parents are like dead at like the kitchen table,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like sitting up.
Yeah.
Which is
freaky
fun.
And like, they would have had to be like that for a while, presumably.
So, this one is educational. I don't know if it's a real spider, but
it probably is. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, when we first see Ice Cream Man, he's got like a Joker ass smile. So I just like that.
He looks pretty normal.
Look at this one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kind of the cheeks.
You see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Very
problem I have with this kid. He walks up to his house. He finishes like the ice cream part of his cone and then throws away the cone.
Yeah. Oh,
like a madman.
That's the best part.
He's not a cone eater.
I know, dude. Who's not a cone eater?
Like McDonald's?
Yeah.
Plus.
I used to not like the cones that much. I would still eat it, though.
I could just eat the cone by itself.
Like drumsticks, the best part
yeah,
is the bottom.
The last
mint.
Yeah, I agree. But it's because you can still get ice cream.
Yeah. <in that.
laughs> Like they put it in there, you know?
Yeah.
But when you go to like a water and ice or something, they're putting that big ass scoop on top of it. And
it
like
melts.
You're shit out of luck if it falls over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Anyway.
So then we see Detective Jolio, that's how it's pronounced, is doing like weird kook cases. And hears about a monster that like ate Mrs. Chester's cat. Mm-hmm. And then she has like a skeleton of the cat.
Mr. Buttersworth.
Like, yeah, Mr. Buttersworth. And like with all the skin and shit like come off.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's all like still together.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, the tendons are somehow still there.
Wait, isn't the tail not a bone?
No, it is.
I think parts of it is.
Oh.
At least for dog tails.
Because how does it like move, you know?
I thought it was just like the
you ever see like a cartoon
cartilage.
X-ray of a dog?
The what?
A cartoon like x-ray of a dog and then like the that's how I know. Mm-hmm. I also know because like pit bulls pretty often will wag their tail a lot and like hit it on something and then it'll break, so people have to put like their tail in like a pool noodle as like a cast.
Oh.
And that's like a thing.
Jackson's dog, if you pet his tail, it's like at the end it's curved to the side.
Whoa.
So like you feel it and it's like curved to the side.
Ooh, gross.
Yeah, you can feel it broken.
Gross.
But then Detective Jolio is called in to investigate the missing parents. Meanwhile, the kid is in the woods, and then he finds the ice cream man again, who snaps his fingers, and he's got another double scoop, but his clothes are all ripped, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
This like drawing that Jolio's partner did is like pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that still a thing? Do people still do that? Like
sketch artists?
Yeah.
I have no clue. Probably not.
So,
that'd be kind of cool.
What a cool job.
I know.
How would you not identify? How would you identify someone?
It'd be funny if you were like a caricaturist. And you had that job?
People with like big ass teeth.
Yeah, people with a huge forehead or whatever. It's like, it looks like, have you seen this man?
A top hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goofy as fuck.
Big weird smile, yeah. So the detectives go to the McAllister house. They see the dead parents. And then Jolio's partner gets bit by the spider and like starts to stiffen and seize. And the kid just runs out into the woods. Jolio chases after him. And they both see like this big chupacabra looking thing.
It's like a wolfman.
Wolfman looking thing. And then the spider comes back and like bites the wolfman and the monster just runs off.
I just like how when like the art gets kind of small, it looks kind of goofy. Because when he's like running away, it's just like that. That's what I focus on.
Yeah.
On that page.
I do. Yeah. When it's like further away, it's like you don't
you
can't put in as much
like,
detail. So
it's like
a
detective
simple.
Or whatever. If you, I think there's like another page where her face is kind of small. It looks goofy.
Yeah, I like that. Or if someone's far away, they'll just like put like two dots and like a little straight line for a smile.
Yeah. But
this like seizing that he's like going through is like pretty gross.
Yeah. The foam coming out.
Got the
out
foam
of the mouth.
Coming out, yeah. And so the cops don't ever collect the spider, but Ice Cream Man finds him a little bit later and takes him for his next terror, I guess.
No, he snaps his fingers and turns it into an ice cream cone.
Is that what happens, though?
Yeah.
I think he snaps his finger and then, like, an ice cream cone comes into his hand. I don't think it changes the spider.
I think it does.
I think he does.
Does he?
Because it just shows, like, how unbothered he is by this, like, deadly spider.
This is true. This is true.
And also, he's much stronger than people because he got bit by that thing and is fine.
Yeah, he is fine. Also, he's got a fucking gross-ass smile at the end here.
That's crazy.
I think, like, maybe his teeth are still in, like, Wolfman mode or something.
Yeah, he's still Wolfman. A pretty consistent, like, part of the book is, like, the music notes from like, the ice cream truck. Like, they keep it the same, like, color scheme and stuff every time, which I think is kind of cool.
Very nice.
But, yeah, that was issue one. Bit weird. But issue two...
Issue two is crazy.
Drastically different. It's not even, like, a monster thing, really.
No.
It's just like a story that like could happen, which is weird.
Reminded
but
me of Breaking Bad a little.
Yeah, it's like something like this. Yeah, would be in like a Breaking Bad. But we get introduced to Karen and Jim, who are junkies, and they don't have enough money to get like another hit of heroin, probably, or meth.
Something.
Probably heroin, I guess. But and so now Jim is going through withdrawal sickness, and Karen is determined to get him like one more hit of dope before they get clean altogether and then move to Arizona
of all places.
Yeah.
She kept saying Arizona like, oh, so warm, it's so nice, it'll be perfect,
bright sun.
And I'm like, you better go somewhere else. Your safe haven is not here.
For some, that always happens in these like junkie stories, like they're always like, oh, just one more and then we'll get clean, you know.
Yeah
And I think like this one, she's like, man, this is like really fucking us up. And so I think that she definitely believes that. And she's like, I just have to give one more. And then like, you know, just give him like a little dose or something so that he can, you know, break out of that. But
yeah,
drugs like fucks you up chemically, you know. Right. So it like wouldn't obviously work like that.
Side note, on all every time there's like a TV in this book, it shows like a commercial for like the ice cream man.
Yeah, I saw
in his
that.
Truck.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's in the first issue. I forgot to bring that up. But I'm just thinking, like, how does the ice cream man have a advertising budget, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Probably, and TV commercials of it.
He's probably got mad markup on those ice creams. But he's also giving them away for free.
Yeah, how does it work? I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, but it's always cool to see that because, like, it shows, like, I don't know if it's, like, you're always thinking of him, you know? He's always, like, mentioned. He's, like, clearly, like, a big thing in this town, not something that just rolled in.
Yeah, this
day.
Is all, like, the same town.
Yeah.
And, like, he's just, like, perusing through.
Yeah.
He's like Better Call Saul, but ice cream.
Yeah.
So while in pursuit to scrape up some money for drugs, Karen steals the ice cream man's truck and then she crashes it into like this innocent elderly couple. And then Karen gets out, shoots the one that's still alive, and then runs off.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think they do a pretty good job of introducing this like elderly couple, and like you can get a pretty good context of like the life they've had together before just like immediately stripping that away from them.
Yeah. And you kind of feel for like how old they are, you know, and just kind of the struggles that you go through at that point in life.
Yeah.
And so you're just like, most of their life is just kind of a struggle, you know?
Yeah.
But this dude.
Yeah. It kind of gives them like, it kind of gives you some empathy too, if you get to know them and like, then you kill them off like right away.
Yeah. Cause he's like complaining about how much physical therapy hurts and stuff, like he's got a bad back or something, and clearly she's been a pretty good caretaker, you know, but since he's like in so much pain, he's just like groggy and like rude
cold soup. Right.
Yeah. And then they're like, you know, they're about to like, yeah, cold soup. He's complaining about cold soup.
That'd have been my last big argument. Yeah.
And then like that leads them to like their death, which is pretty tragic. But so yeah, it's kind of cool because it shows that drugs, like, it doesn't only affect you. Like, it'll eventually, this is obviously an extreme, but it'll, like, eventually affect other people.
Yeah. She was driving like shit.
Yeah.
She was, like, planning on going to, like, rob a bank or something. I don't know how she got to this point, but.
Yeah, she has, like, one gun. And, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it would have worked. But so once Karen gets back home, she sees the ice cream man who offers her a drug purer than anything that they've ever had before. But there's only enough for one person. And then it just like cuts to later. The police break in to find that Karen had overdosed, but they're able to save Jim. And then Jim goes to like rehab to get clean.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, You said there's only enough for like one person. That looks like a lot of drugs.
Yeah. It does look like a lot of drugs. And
that looks like a pair.
But he says like, oh, there's only enough for one.
Only enough for one.
Yeah.
So yeah, plus, she had the option to like either help her withdrawing like boyfriend or just get like another hit for her.
Yeah.
And obviously that was the wrong move.
So
and
she like was being selfish here? Or, yeah. Okay.
She probably also was on drugs too.
Yeah.
I feel like. So it kind of just like made her think like, oh yeah, there is only enough for one.
Yeah.
Gaslighting.
There's like this whole note or message that's like overlaid like the last couple pages. And it's like Karen fantasizing about like a life together and then her like eventually in like the afterlife and hoping for like a good life for Jim and stuff. And it like makes the whole story so tragic because they don't want to be like addicted.
Yeah. You know,
but it's clearly what happened. So
what's crazy is like Jim, he just was sleeping and then he woke up and his girlfriend's dead and a murderer. You know?
Which is crazy.
Just like within one sleep.
Yeah. It's like when you take a nap.
Everything changed, yeah.
And then you wake up like 6 hours later and you're like, oh.
I think he ends up going to rehab like in Arizona or something, I assume.
Does he go to Arizona?
Well, that's nice. But it's the same pond as when they were together, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh.
Good catch, good catch.
Never mind.
Also, there's frogs at the end here. Pretty scary.
Ooh, I know. I was about to say, I'm like, are you scared by this?
Yeah, look at how long this fucker's tongue is.
It's not even a good frog.
I love frogs. They're so cute.
They're weird.
I have to send you a video.
Look at the drastic difference between this frog and then this frog.
Dude, what is this? The one on the left is like the
one's
frog
also
from
on heroin.
Adult Swim.
Yeah, this is the Futurama frog.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know what he's thinking. I think that does play a part a little bit in my fear.
And then one is the Adventure Time frog.
Waking up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
The Adventure Time frog. What is it called?
I don't know.
I don't remember what it was called.
But you know that feeling you'd get as a kid when you're watching like adult cartoons and you're like, I shouldn't be watching this.
Yeah.
I think that's like...
Mom would tell me to turn this off right now.
Like, I think that Futurama frog gave me that feeling.
Yeah.
Because it's just weird.
Yeah. Nothing's happening. All the commercials in Adult Swim, like in our childhood, it was just like weird.
Yeah.
And it was always after like the kids' cartoons. And then like... Yeah. Once it hits like eight, then it's like Adult Swim. I was like...
Doom, doom, doom. All right, let's get through issue three. this one's weird.
I think there's good stuff in this, but it's not necessarily as strong as the other ones.
It's not like this strong one. And it's not scary, and I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't get like the message.
So I think this issue kind of lets us know that this book isn't going to be very predictable, which is good. I think, you know, there's going to be some one-offs that are like maybe not like as creepy or as scary or anything like that.
I think we got that when we went from a monster story to like a Breaking Bad story, you know?
Yeah. But who doesn't like a good music story, you know?
Yeah.
Music and comics, we love it.
Like a biopic. A biopic.
Someone
biopics. So yeah, issue three, we meet Bud Hickey, who's a guy that used to be like a rock sensation for his hit single in the 70s or something. But he's now a forgotten old guy in a diner that never came close to that peak again. And he's used all of his money, all of his royalties and stuff. And the ice cream man comes into the diner and gives him a scoop to cheer him up. And then he just like walks home.
Dude, the smile that ice cream man has when he gives him that cone, that's like his like signature kind of smile.
Yeah, it's like the shading over the eyes.
Yeah, it's the best.
It is pretty freaky.
I really like that.
I love it.
Yeah. And it's interesting because this guy's clearly Elvis, I think. But there's also Elvis...
Yeah, he's like, that guy's a crook.
Yeah, he's like, I walked so he could run. You know, I run, rant, whatever, you know? So,
yeah, it's just a one-hit wonder kind of story.
Also, if you had such a huge song, I feel like royalties keep coming in, right? Don't they?
I guess if people don't listen to it. Records, right? Then,
maybe. Yeah, I guess it depends on the contract.
Sold out.
Side note, Ice Cream Man has like an ice cream cart, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, he can go mobile. No wonder he can afford commercials, dude. He's always selling.
Yeah. I don't understand how he's allowed to go into other businesses. That seems like
a bit of a conflict.
Ooh. Maybe he pays a premium to go in there.
Maybe he gives it to them for free so you can get him hooked on the ice cream. And then when you hear his truck coming around,
it's still free.
Yeah, it's still free.
Maybe the drugs that he gave that one girl, the junkie, is in the ice cream.
Oh, dude. Drugged ice cream.
So they're fiending for ice cream.
Maybe that was the spider he gave the girl.
Maybe that's all the ice cream man is just psychedelic ice cream that people are eating.
Could be. Sorry, I was like, I had a thought that he turned the spider into ice cream, and I was like, did he give the junkie ice cream?
But it no, seemed he didn't. Like it was like turned a bag. The spider into like vanilla or like a lemon ice cream or something like that. It was like very gross. Yellow.
Yeah,
but this one is just straight up vanilla.
Yep. So this guy goes home, and in his house, Bud hears like a tune coming from his basement. But when he opens the basement door, he's taken to like a fantasy world when there's like a revolution happening, and Bud is tasked with using the Stratoblaster guitar to come up with a new song that will be used to take down the evil Conehead.
Yeah.
And this idea is a little weird, and
this is a really cool looking sequence though. It's very
the
trippy.
Coloring yeah. in this like fantasy world is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It's like super bright and vibrant, and like the designs are like pretty fun.
They're being chased by like
ice creams, melted like, ice cream.
Yeah. Ice cream monsters.
Yeah. What could be worse than melted ice cream? It'll get on you, get all sticky.
Yeah.
And this Stratoblaster, pretty sick.
Pretty hard.
Is this team of people supposed to be like music references or icons?
Yeah, they're like songs.
Because one of them's clearly like Bowie.
So David Bowie had like a song called Ziggy Stardust, and okay. Ziggy was like a character that he kind of played, and so he dressed up like that.
So what about like Major Tom?
That is a song by
like a Pink Floyd thing,
Peter Schilling.
Okay, what do you know all of them?
I'm not gonna sing this shit, but
keep going. I think I'm almost there.
I'll just play that one.
What about the one that I really like caught an eye on was Eleanor
Rigby. Yeah,
yeah, that's a Beatles song.
Why is her face off and in
and
a jar?
In a jar.
I don't know.
So this is supposed to be Major Tom?
Oh, hello, Major Tom.
Oh, okay.
That's Major Tom.
They say Major Tom?
Yeah, it says it said Major Tom in it.
Okay. Yeah, listen.
And then Eleanor Rigby's Beatles. What about Captain Jack?
This is Eleanor Rigby.
Cool, I didn't recognize that.
Captain Jack, that's Billy Joel.
Okay. Rocky Raccoon.
How do you know
that's also the Beatles.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a ripoff of Rocket.
No, the Beatles came up with the first.
Whoa.
Probably not. But yeah, those are, I think this
did
is.
Did you know this or did you have to look it up?
I didn't know Captain Jack, but I knew the rest of them.
Okay.
But yeah, I think this issue could almost be like its own comic in a way. You know, it could be like not Ice Cube Man at all. It could just be
something random.
Random like Mike Allred music comic.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right.
And I think it'd be really fucking sick.
It could be all their stories.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that'd be so sick.
That's really cool.
I like this one, because it's just like these deep cuts, you know?
Yeah. And it's interesting because there's like a whole war going on.
Yeah.
And like, how did these people find each other? Who recruited them? Who's the leader?
Yeah.
But who's Conehead? Why does he have a big Sphinx statue of him sitting on a chair?
Yeah, I thought that was just like a representation of the ice cream man. And maybe that's his like real form or something like that.
That'd be really lame if it was.
Because, like, look at his, like, what he's wearing. That looks like something that looks like what Ice Cream Man wears.
Yeah.
But then Major Tom takes off his helmet, and it's the Ice Cream Man.
Yeah. And I'm like, wait, aren't you supposed to be him?
Like, do you know Peter Schilling? Yeah. And so, yeah, they keep finding the ice cream. And then, like, this dude just, like, wakes up.
Yeah. So the team, like, goes on their final attack.
He's supposed to write a new song, but he just ends up singing his old song.
Yeah,
like, this defeats the purpose.
Yeah,
and yeah,
that was supposed to be your out to your new music.
Yeah, but then he just like wakes up in like the diner again.
Yeah, and then they're like, "You need some more coffee, don't you?" And then it just ends.
More coffee.
So I was very confused by this one.
So psychedelic ice cream. I think this backs up our theory.
I guess so. Yeah.
So it was just all a dream. So
that was that one. Issue 4. Every good boy does fine. I think this one's my favorite.
Really.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I just thought they packed so much into this. There's like a lot of like depth, I feel like, which I wasn't like prepared for.
Yeah.
But it's basically there's this dude, Joel, and he's leaving his pregnant wife to attend a funeral for his friend, Chris. And except Joel was asked to give a eulogy, even though he hasn't spoken to Chris in like 2 years and didn't even know that he was sick. So he's kind of put in like a weird situation. And I'm like, what would I do in this situation?
Oh, dude. Okay. So, sorry. This issue is called Every Good Boy Does Fine. And that's like a trick that they use in like music school to teach kids like to how to remember notes on a staff.
Yeah.
I don't know. You think they'd call the last one that or something?
You'd think they would. Yeah.
But this one, the kid that died, or the dude that died, he was like a piano musician. Player.
Yeah. Ah. We'll see a little bit of depth.
More it's deeper. Yeah. I was like, how do I know that? I'm like, that means something. But anyway.
I only knew the, no, isn't it Eddie ate dynamite, goodbye Eddie?
That's the strings on a guitar.
Oh, every good boy does fine is the...
That's like the lines.
The lines of the staff.
And then in between the lines, it spells face. That's what I do. Yeah.
So the eulogy goes pretty well. And Chris's absent father thanks him for giving the eulogy since he hasn't really been active in his son's life. So they go to get a drink and they catch up. And Joel tells him that he asked him why he left Chris when he was a kid. Because he's considering leaving his wife and unborn child as well.
Whack.
That's crazy. And I was like...
When people just think about this?
Like, yeah, I know. I was like, what the
fuck? They're getting advice on how to do it.
Like, did you like it when you left? But it's like crazy.
This is the right move, right?
Because I didn't get that.
I didn't get that at all.
10 out of 10 would recommend?
Do it again or run it back? Yeah, because I didn't get that feeling. I mean, we didn't see much of like him and his wife, but I'm just like, wow, that's heavy.
Yeah.
And they're like drinking over this dude's dead son that he left. And so it's like, is this the best time, I guess, to do this?
Yeah. Because like, you want to be that guy?
And he's like, he feels like life is passing him by and stuff. And then Mr. Carson explains that him leaving what he thought was a trap to go be free was actually the trap itself. So like when he was going to be free, like he was, you know, living in like tents or whatever, and he was fucking whoever he wanted. But like that part of it was like the actual trap. And he says something kind of cool. Oh man, I can't find it. And he said something like, any love worth assault is like worth working for or something like that. He obviously said it way better, but I can't find it right now. But yeah, he explains that like, going off to be free, like that's actually the trap, and that he should have been there to like help raise his son. And Chris's dad wishes that he could hug his son one more time. And then Joel's like,
but any love worth its salt costs you.
Yeah. And I'm like, interesting. Mm. Interesting perspective from this guy that left and never came back. And so he just wishes he could hug his son one more time. And Joel's like, what if you could? Your dead
that was
son.
Crazy. I was like,
whoa, what are we getting into here?
I'm like, are they about to resurrect him or like?
My immediate thought was he was going to kill him. And I was like,
I didn't get that at all. Yeah,
I don't know why. I just thought like, you guys that. Could be together. Yeah. And then whatever.
He's like, that'd be
a way better ending.
What if he could? Boom.
End of comic.
Bury them together hugging. That'd be crazy.
That's gross.
Two for one caskets.
Yeah. And then there's this like interlude thing where we see Chris being tortured in like a bunch of different ways in what's called the sweet place. And there's like an ice cream monster thing that's like, you know, telling him he sucks or whatever and keeps reminding him of like his dad leaving.
Meanwhile, this thing's creepy as fuck.
This thing's super weird.
It's got like mouths on it on its back.
Yeah. It's like a melting ice cream, which we've established is a very scary thing. Very sticky probably.
Oh, dude, his ice cream melted. You see it on his, it's on his fingers.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Oh.
The horror.
Like the multiple faces on like his hunchback part of it. Like this monster design is pretty cool. I wish we saw more of it, but.
I'm confused about this one. The middle one.
He's like getting blown up or something. Maybe he's pumped full of ice cream.
Oh, that makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
I thought that makes sense.
And don't know what's happening. Maybe it's like radiation or something.
Yeah.
No, because that's mint. That's mint ice cream.
Oh, that's it is. Like, he is being pumped full of ice cream. Yeah.
The like, green is mint ice cream.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Or maybe like
and then
slushies.
It's like cookie dough.
Dude, he's lucky. I love mint ice cream.
You don't get to taste it. It's just mom. Going straight into his belly.
Yeah, that's how I prefer to consume it. Get it in me.
And then why are there dogs?
It's just, so the sweet place is like hell, you know? So it's like all these bizarre scenarios where he's being like tortured.
Yeah, it's like a weird limbo hell type thing.
I like how one, how he's like being just tickled by like skeletons. He's what? Like, no, this is hell.
I hate being tickled.
With the ice cream hat on, right?
Yeah, it's like the ice cream man.
And then it's revealed that Joel and Chris's dad have taken Chris out of his coffin so that his dad could hug his dead body and apologize.
Okay, a couple things. Why is this casket just like sitting there overnight?
Yeah. Well, they were going to bury it the next day, I guess. That's what they
said. So you just leave it there?
Just leave it there unlocked.
Insane.
Yeah. Who's going to take it?
Insane, baby.
That's
I don't
true.
Know.
That's true.
A bum.
And I feel like, do you think all of this is happening because they went to go take him out?
Oh, because it disturbed his grave?
Yeah,
he's not resting in peace?
Yeah. And so like he accidentally has like fucked up his son's afterlife now too, or something like that. Am I cooking too much?
But they don't know a lot about his life.
Yeah, we don't really know a lot about Chris or if he talked to the ice cream man or whatever.
I thought the son was in the previous issue. I thought it was the other guy that.
Oh, you thought it was like connected?
Yeah, I thought it was connected, but.
Nah, it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But I was like.
But it's still kind of weird just to take a body out of a casket just to hold
just
him.
Just to hug him. Be like, I'm sorry, son, I'm here now.
Yeah, very like, weird.
It smelled really bad.
Little too late. And then to end the trade, there's like a cowboy dude named Caleb that kind of knows the ice cream man and kind of like he's fucking around.
Yeah.
He looks
and
scared.
He's, you know, yeah. And then the ice cream man's kind of scared to see him there. Mm-hmm. And Caleb just says that he'll be seeing him around. So there's some sort of mystery there about this guy.
I love this part at the end where he's just, in the ice cream.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He reminds me of like the Saint of Killers from like Preacher, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This cowboy, all black.
Yeah, just some cowboy dude.
Okay, so before that dude pops up, the ice cream man gives ice cream to this little girl, and it's like this like dick cone.
No, it's Whoa, got. Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I didn't notice that either.
It has double scoops, but like they're right next to each other, and it's very weird looking. But I also want one.
Yeah, it looks
because you could have different ice cream flavors, and then it's still a cone.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think you're getting the maximum output of like melting ice cream into the cone.
Yeah, and they mix, dude.
Yeah, and they mix.
Whoa,
like a cocktail.
Fire, dude. You got, is this a thing?
It's got to be a thing.
Oh, maybe.
If not,
why
we should make it.
Why doesn't water and ice have it? Like,
if we make this and we become very successful,
does
whatever his face is he able to sue us?
I think we got to give it more to Martine because I don't.
Yeah, he.
Unless there's like some sort of evidence that Maxwell Prince had something to do with this.
Yeah, he's like, make a dick cone.
We'll give him 10%.
Okay.
To a little girl.
We're coming
girl.
Into it right now.
All
right.
Yep. That's legally binding.
Yeah.
So,
or we just use that 10% to buy more Ice Cream Man comics. You know. And then he kind of gets it.
Ooh, true. He's getting some of the profits. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll give him free ice cream. Like, we're the ice cream man.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the book. So let's go into Back Matter Matters.
Back Matter Matters. And or in this case, it's called Extra Treats.
Extra Treats. I do like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's going to be good stuff right there.
So we see like a Frazier Irving cover, which looks pretty crazy for issue one.
It feels like it's hardly connected.
Yeah, I don't really know how
this
that
could be
works.
Just like a Frazier Irving like artwork, and yeah. Then he's just like oh yeah, you can use this.
Yeah, yeah, a bunch of covers. We got one from another like Martin Morazzo one,
second printing.
Yep, second printing covers. They're all pretty good.
I don't know who this like other this dude Nimit Malavia.
Yeah, pretty good cover though.
That cover's fucking
that's,
sick.
That's a cover that'll catch your eye in the comic shop.
Yeah. This one's a little zesty.
Yeah. That one, just like his eyes, really fucked me up.
Cheeked up.
Mike Shea, yeah.
Mike Shea, pretty good. And then we see, like, I guess some of the different color like variations for that Frazier Irving one. Mm-hmm. Some designs for the Smiling Man, I guess is what they call him. They don't call him the Ice Cream Man, which seems a little bit weird because it's the name of the book.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so just some designs for him. They probably didn't need to fuck around with this too much.
Maybe it's like it. Where they don't really call it, like it is like Pennywise.
Yeah, but like if the movie was called The Clown Man or whatever, and then they call him Pennywise, it's like, why are we here?
Well, there's like Saw.
It could be from a different
and that little Saw doll is called like Buddy.
Okay, different example. If the movie was called The Clown Man and then Pennywise was instead called that guy that's a clown. Or something like it's like you could just go with the clown man and make it really, it would just make it easier.
I'm
know?
Thinking maybe like the people that get the ice cream call him the smiling man,
maybe.
Yeah,
it's just from like a different perspective. Like, the
you'd think
the
his reputation as an ice cream man would precede the fact that he smiles. Sometimes.
I feel like the ice cream man would be such a cool like Halloween costume, but
that's
no one would get
thinking.
It.
That's what you know? I was thinking.
Only like we would get it.
I literally was like, are you guys gonna dress up as the ice cream man?
Sophie would be, cool. Sophie would be freaked out.
I didn't think about that.
And then
some
different
sketches,
yeah, outlines. Some different cover designs. He named it Pick a Flavor, which I think is good.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had a couple different like ideas for the like first issue cover. Mm-hmm. And I like this like second option next to the one that they ended up going with because it looks like he's like handing ice cream down to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's kind of interesting. But yeah, a lot of these ended up becoming covers eventually, I think. But
smart.
yeah, that's pretty much it. So, Daniel, what would you rate this book?
We gotta go with like an ice cream, right?
Yeah.
Well, I give it a Kenyak combo. Nah, I think I'd give it like a, like not an ice cream cone from an ice cream truck, but maybe like a little small ice cream shop in like a place like you're visiting, you know? You get like a waffle cone.
Sure.
And it's like two scoops of like their like house made ice cream.
Uh-huh.
I would say like a Rocky Road. Ooh. Double scoop.
Ooh, double scoop.
I think that hit the spot, yeah.
Lickety split?
Lickety split.
As he says in this comic.
Is that what that's called?
When no.
No. That's what he said.
That's what the ice cream man says. When he like two his scoops, lickety split. As if he's giving it to him very fast.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm like, that means fast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Or is that just like a term for double scoop or something?
No, it's not. That's a good name, though.
But yeah. What about you, Rena? What do you rate this?
You have to rate it with food sizes.
Ooh.
We're making you do ice cream sizes, yeah. So.
Sizes.
So Cold Stone, like it, love it, gotta have it.
But you can be specific on like what ice cream it is, you know?
Okay. So what I have an idea. Like?
Okay.
Okay.
So you know like I don't know if it's called the rainbow like ice cream or like the birthday
sherbet?
Cake one.
Rainbow
where
sherbet?
It's like, it's just like a bunch of different colors in rainbow.
Oh, okay. I've seen that one.
I think
about.
It's that as a scoop in a little like McDonald's ice cream.
Okay.
Thing.
Like the sugar cone?
Yeah. Just because like, I feel like the story has a lot to it and it's just like a lot to look at. And that's what I think of when I see that ice cream. I've never tried it, so I don't know if it's good or not. So.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, you never tried a book like this before.
Yeah, but I just think visually, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Good example.
I think it's a good comparison. I don't know. I wanted more.
Sure.
Definitely. I think.
But that's almost like a good sign of good volume one, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, it could be like very satisfying, but also leaves you wanting more almost.
I am interested, but not enough to get like the next one. Same. I would say
I got it for free, so I'd read the next one for free, you know.
That's true, but I'd probably just give it like a love it. And
what's in there? Tell me.
Vanilla.
How many toppings?
Ooh, not vanilla probably.
Yeah, it's
but
not
the ice cream
not
man very... gives him vanilla.
Yeah,
maybe it's not a vanilla book.
How about a French vanilla or a Mexican vanilla?
Is there Mexican vanilla?
Yeah, like us.
Yeah, that's what they're gonna do.
I make that same joke every time I'm in an ice cream shop, man. That's me.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's just like vanilla with like some cinnamon. Like,
I would say it's like cookie dough.
Wow.
Because like I
feel like that's like a top tier flavor.
Yeah.
But and I say that in the sense that like they could have cooked a little bit more, I think.
Well, cookie dough is not cooked at all.
Yeah.
What?
But they
what are we
cookie
talking
dough
about?
Ice cream.
I don't know.
How about cook?
That's what feels right.
But I feel like Rocky Road's pretty good. Like,
Rocky Road's pretty good.
I love Rocky Road, but only if I'm like stealing it from Grandpa.
Yeah,
you know? Right.
Because he's always got it.
It's always the
if he finds you, kill
the dryers, dude. Yeah.
No.
The brand dryers, Rocky Road.
Oh, I thought it was what's that one that mom really likes?
Oh, Thrifty.
Yeah, that was Thrifty.
That's only at like Water and Ice.
Oh, well, yeah. I just think it's good. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I liked it from Grandpa, so I just thought it was really good.
Yeah, I never really get it, you know, but I recognize it's a very good flavor. You know?
Pretty solid. So yeah, that's what I rate it.
Cool.
Like it was good at there's like a couple of issues in here where I'm like, okay, they're clearly good at what they do. Like the writer
the
is really good
is
at making
incredible.
A good story. Yeah. It's just the I don't know what it is that like kind of throws
just
me off.
There's something missing.
Yeah.
I bet
something
like,
missing, it
feels if
like.
You're caught up in this, you like, probably fucking love it.
Yeah, there's probably like a very big narrative and like it's probably very consistent as well. Like,
yeah.
If it still continues to be like kind of like an anthology, there's probably like a lot of really good stories in there. But
yeah.
So
I think as far
seven?
As like horror anthologies go, like I'm kind of spoiled by like the Silver Coin.
Sure.
And stuff like that. So
I bet like the best one. Like we haven't like read, you know, it's probably like in there in the middle, you know?
Yeah, probably.
So that seems like the most interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what's kind of also cool is like they added this like continuity element with that cowboy dude.
Yeah. And
so
it's like,
now
okay,
he's like,
something's bringing
now he
all this
has
together.
Conflict, you know?
So there's seven volumes. So
seven of these, you know,
and it's all involving that guy.
Yeah. The ice cream
I would assume Yeah.
Mm. Hopefully.
So it's interesting. Let's go into our next segment, the pull list. Colin,
shove it in your box.
The pull list, what did to shove in your box.
What are you going to pick up whenever
this one comes
whenever
out?
Whenever this one comes out.
I think the only thing that comes out the week this episode comes out is Capwolf and the Howling Commandos.
So excited for that.
Number one. Yeah.
Serena, imagine Captain America, but he's a werewolf.
Oh, God.
And
this is like the same thing you said when you said the Avengers, but at dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
That's Justice League.
Justice League, but dinosaurs.
Oh, Justice League.
That was pretty good, though.
Yeah, but no, it's like, it's not like in that one, everyone's dinosaurs. But in this one, it's just Captain America. He's a wolf.
I mean, he's a werewolf. Which is a thing that has happened in comics for some reason. And people...
It keeps coming back.
It keeps coming back. So you can't get rid of it. So that's interesting. Superior Spider-Man relaunches?
I didn't even read the first one. So I feel like...
I didn't either.
I feel like that's not for me.
Yeah, that's probably not. There's a Creepshow issue.
Is that the Christmas episode? Or the Christmas issue? Or
maybe.
Or is that just number two?
It's the one with Michael Walsh on it.
I should probably get that.
Yeah, so I think that would be cool.
I have the first one.
What is that? Is that just also like a horror anthology? Or?
Yeah, so there's two. Is that all you're getting?
Yeah.
So I'll just get into stuff that I read. So I read the first Creepshow.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's an anthology. This one had like two stories in it. So it was like two like 15 pagers or whatever.
Okay, interesting.
And first one was by Garth Ennis, the dude who writes The Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one was by Phil Hester.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was pretty good. The Phil Hester one was about this like archaeologist who figures out that there's this like these bugs that reanimate the dead, and then once the dead are reanimated, they can feed off of the living.
Oh, okay.
And so that one was pretty cool.
It's like The Last of Us?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a bug and not like fungus.
Yeah, that show does bang.
Yeah.
And then the Garth Ennis one was... It was hard to read. Like, it was like...
That guy's so hit or miss.
Because it's... No, I mean, like, the concept was there, but he was just, you know, throwing it past the line, you know? And, like, yeah, it was just brutal.
Overcooked?
Not, like, too much of his seasoning on it, you know?
Oh, okay.
So, but, like, you know, it's not like he's going to continue on that or he's going to, like, come back. But it was definitely a bold one to start with, you know, to try and bring back this, like, series.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I didn't read anything.
No.
Because I only had like 4 days since I've last been here. So,
oh, true. I read Predator versus Wolverine, number one.
Yeah, I've read that.
Did you read it? It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I was like, this could be really bad, honestly.
It could be, yeah.
But no, it's like actually like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like it too. Yeah, it's interesting because it's like taking place over different time periods because Wolverine's lived a long time, obviously.
Yeah, but it's because he's like fought the Predator before like 100 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
But his like amnesia made him like forget about seeing him.
Yeah.
And so there's like an instinctual thing about like him coming back and like fighting him again.
But Predator obviously remembers him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he's got the upper hand, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
So
it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I look forward to reading the rest of that. And then Red Saga 66. That's pretty good.
We're good.
Are you still not?
I still haven't. That? Yes, I'm still picking it up and still haven't read it. So
you got to do it.
Yeah, I do.
You'll breeze through it. And then I read the first 2 issues of Dark Droids.
Oh, okay.
Did you read that?
No.
It's honestly super cool.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like.
Did the second issue come out?
Yeah, it came out like last week, I think.
Okay.
It was like in my box. I'm like, ah, fuck, I got to read this. And so I read it, and it's honestly like a lot of fun. It's like. There's just some droid out there that's able to like create this like hive mind with like other droids once he like connects to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take over like a starship. And so now he's just trying to like get more and more droids to like be in control of.
Mm.
And yeah, it's like kind of gory for like a Star Wars thing.
Cause really?
Like, they like murder like everyone on this starship.
Whoa, cool.
And so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. And apparently that's like an event. Like, it ties into, like, all the other Star Wars books right now.
Seems weird.
So, it's technically... It tells you which ones it, like, ties into. So, it ties into, like, 30 different books right now.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, so... But I'm just reading the main.
I didn't realize it was that big.
Yeah. But anyway, Rena, what'd you watch?
Yeah, what'd you been watching?
Gen B, like we talked about. I did watch Invincible, and I also watched... Have you guys seen...
You watched all of Invincible?
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
In, like, 2 days.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah. That's, like, my favorite comic ever.
Yeah. I know. I see.
Yeah.
Oh, it reminded me. I reminded myself. Yeah. And then I also watched... Have you guys seen Cyberpunk? It's an anime.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's he told me about cool. it.
Yeah. Did you finish it all? Or?
Yep.
Okay. So what did you think about that?
Cyberpunk?
Yeah.
Very interesting. I definitely thought it was very interesting in the beginning and everything, and how he was kind of the leader at mm-hmm. the end of the show. I wish
he was fucked up by the end of the
show. Yeah, that was crazy. And he just got muscles out of nowhere. The only thing that was really like, what the fuck, is when he would just show up naked just watching the TV.
Yeah, dude, he was always fucking butt-ass naked. He was always naked.
It was like, okay. Because yeah. she had to be naked so she could go into whatever that was.
I think I watched the
like
show.
A mind state, yeah. Yeah. Dude, there's a lot of naked people.
You should yeah, watch.
I heard it's very horny.
It's pretty horny, yeah. I think I told you that.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. What are you talking about? There's like random points where the main dude, I forget his name, would just be talking to somebody else, and then a naked girl would just like come into the room.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I thought you like meant that. Like, but.
But no, they're not like fucking.
Yeah, like that's why I was like.
At least not a lot of the time. Because I think they do. Anyway, but basically the concept in Cyberpunk is that you can replace parts of your body with like cybernetics.
Yeah.
And but like the more that you use it, the more crazy you get.
Okay.
And you so, become psycho.
Yeah. Yeah. And you become a they call it what? Cyber psycho?
Yeah. Cyber yeah. psycho, and you can't control yourself. Basically.
Yeah. And so the main dude has a cyber like upgrade that is his spine that like almost no one can get because it's like too painful or whatever, and most people don't survive, but he did. And whenever he uses his ability, he basically like turns into like the Flash and can like move really fast. But you can't use it that often. And then he just like keeps upgrading himself, and like the cyber psychosis like starts like taking over him and stuff.
I don't know if I liked the ending that much. I know it really
I didn't like it either.
It tied into the beginning of the movie, but I was like, I feel like they could have ended it a little better.
Yeah.
But
the anime intro song is Franz Ferdinand. Isn't that
like
weird?
Take Me Out or something?
No, it's like a different song. It's really good for like this
Franz Ferdinand is good.
But I was like listening to it and I'm like, this sounds familiar. And then it's like intro by Franz Ferdinand. I'm like, that's so weird.
Is that like a song that they had already, or did they make a song for this?
I couldn't tell you. Either way, I only know cool. Take
I think
Me
they
out.
Already had it. I think they already had it.
Maybe. Yeah. It's pretty good though. We'll
nice. See.
So what do you think of Invincible then?
Oh, that was so good. It kind of, well, as Jackson said, it reminded me of like the boys.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Just the brutality and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And
brutality and evil Superman type stuff.
The yeah. ending, I thought the ending on that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it. I don't good know review. What else to say.
Do you like all those just like random characters that just like have different plot lines and
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah. I also watched, what was the girl's name?
Oh, the Adam Eve.
Yeah. That one.
I haven't seen that episode. Yet, actually.
Wow.
Should, actually.
Yes.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So that, like, came out, like, you know, like, 2 years after the first season. So everyone was like, oh, yes.
Like,
you know,
oh, like, really?
No. You see also
a little bit more.
People are eating it up.
And then the next season comes out in November.
Yeah.
So
the last episode of Gen V will, like, it lines up so that the next week, the first episode of Invincible Season 2 comes out.
Dope.
So that's kind of cool.
So
we have content.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or the first episode of season two, episode one.
Yeah.
Invincible, yeah. So
I'm surprised there's only
Amazon wants us to be happy.
Yeah, pretty much. We're gonna be spoiled for next couple weeks, which is nice.
It's like
yeah.
Christmas. I'm surprised they only had one season of Invincible.
It's a pretty expensive show. Yeah, I guess. It takes a long time to make.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was really surprised.
Did you like Damien Darkblood? The like demon detective guy.
I think he's
like one of my favorites.
Yeah,
my favorites.
And they get cold every time he's around.
Yeah, that's so cool.
My favorite's Alan the Alien.
Yeah.
Which one was that one? This
is Urath.
Oh, yeah.
Urath.
Yeah.
He's like, oh fuck. He's like,
it seems like you're very invincible.
I have to tell you something. You have a Viltrumite on your planet. So good.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah.
This show that I watched was a while ago, but it was what was that one soccer show? I forgot what it's called.
You?
Ted Lasso. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Soccer. I thought you said stalker.
No. I already watched you like
Yeah. Do you like Ted Lasso?
So good.
Yeah,
people also finished that in like what, 2 or 3 weeks.
No, you gotta you can't rush through that because it's too much happiness, you know, all at once. And then when it's gone, it's so depressing.
It's so sad. I also didn't like, I literally don't like the endings on any show, but because it just ends. But like, I didn't like that ending on that.
You liked Invincible's ending?
I did like, yeah.
But it's not over.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, how do you end a show like that, you know?
That's true. I was just picturing it all being happy.
It's all kind of happy.
Yeah, but he's still not with...
Did that show end?
Yeah, like the last season was this year.
Only four seasons, right?
Three.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Gen V. Which is hot right now.
Can we not be like spoilery?
We can not be spoilery.
Just the first episode.
It is only the first episode.
Okay. Are there spoilers in the first episode? Like things that happen?
We can just talk about it in general. But like basically like what seems like what the idea of the show is, it's like where the boys has like a lot of like A tier superpowers. Gen V has like some of the B and C tier stuff that are still really interesting.
Is it like Sky High? Where they're all like sidekicks?
It's kind of like if Sky High was like Euphoria.
Okay. It's a lot of sex and drugs.
Oh, you're there's right. Sex, yeah.
Then there's drugs and there's...
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, baby.
Oh, the weirdest part was when...
The girl in the middle? Yeah, that part was crazy.
I was like, okay.
So like there are people that have powers, but they like... It's not like convenient to use, which I think is interesting.
Yeah.
And so like you have to put like a lot of effort into doing stuff and like... The Gen V, it's like a college for superheroes, and like some of them will, if you're like at the top of your class, you have a chance of getting like put into the seven or at least getting like a city contract. But they also realize that like most superheroes like just need to have a good brand, and so a lot of it's just like branding yourself and like trying to get likes and follows and
cringing
live and stuff. And like
it's not mostly that though, it's just how you get into the college basically. Yeah,
and it's like very, you know, corrupt and stuff obviously. And the main character I think is really cool.
Her superpower,
because her superpower is cool. Yeah, but
isn't she like a bloodbender or something like that?
Yeah, yes. Pretty much.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
I was like,
there's a great first scene with her. But yeah, she's interesting because she isn't used to like social media and stuff. Like she didn't grow up with a phone really. And so she was accepted in this university and she's surprised to see like everything is kind of like about follower count and stuff. Like it's a big part of being a superhero, I guess.
Yeah.
But she also like doesn't take shit from anybody.
Love that.
Yeah. Which is cool. So I think like all of the characters are really compelling. In the first episode, there were a few where I'm like, I just don't like you. But then the next two episodes, I'm like, everybody here has like quite a bit of merit. Which is pretty cool.
Mm.
So I think like everybody's really good. And there's like a mystery that's like kind of behind the whole thing.
Ooh.
And it's like really strong. Like it's very compelling.
Okay.
Like
it is. I like usually don't like the spinoffs of like any shows just because it just makes it worse. But like I feel like this definitely had the same kind of vibe to it.
Yeah.
This obviously it's more like my like. More like, oh, you need likes and followers or whatever, but it's not just that.
Yeah, it's not really focused on that too hard.
It's,
but
that's cool.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, I
don't think
recommend.
I don't think they would do it if like they didn't think they could pull it off.
Yeah.
Though what's coolest about it is like there isn't like a Gen V like comic, you know, that's just like
They just
this off is all the original, dome. Yeah.
They just I don't know if maybe Gen V is like included in the boys comic somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it is like cool that they're able to take that concept and expand on it.
I was looking for like some of those references because I know there's like Teen Team in the boys and stuff, and I'm like maybe they'll show up, but nothing
Teenage
like that.
Kicks.
No, nothing like that either.
Yeah, the Teen Team was, isn't that like?
Oh, I think that might be Invincible.
That's Invincible. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Teenage Kicks is what I'm thinking of. Then yeah, but yeah, they don't show up in
Fake
there.
Fake fan.
And acting is really good too.
Nice.
Yeah, there's some good scenes. So good show.
Good show. Did you watch anything, Nathan, other than that?
No.
I watched this new movie on Netflix. It's called Reptile. It's got...
The Mortal Kombat guy?
No. Oh, dude, that'd be crazy.
Isn't that a scary one?
No, it's like a murder mystery kind of thing. It's got Justin Timberlake and Benicio Del Toro.
You could have given me 1,000 guesses. I never would have put those two together.
it's quite a combo. But yeah, it's like Justin Timberlake's girlfriend gets like murdered and then... Benicio Del Toro is the detective on the case or whatever. Mm. Yeah, it was okay. It was a little long. Don't recommend, honestly, but it looked promising.
That sucks.
Yeah. It just ended up being like that his like entire precinct was like corrupt and like involved with this like drug setup thing that Justin Timberlake's also involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Because like he's like a realtor and I guess they take drugs from like the cops, like the precinct, like evidence, and then they like plant it in like some houses so that people that own the houses like get busted, and then the houses like foreclose, and then
right.
Justin Timberlake just sells them and like flips them.
Mm.
And so it's just this long thing, and it took a long time to get there, and you kind of understood what was happening like a couple minutes before each thing happened, you right. know? And so, yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah. We saw The Creator.
Yeah. Did you watch that?
No, I haven't. But
dang.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
I think it's my favorite movie of the year.
Dude, I thought really? That too. I was thinking that about too. It. I'm like, Nathan's going to disagree with me on this. But
definitely when I walked out, I was like, that movie, favorite of the year. And I was like, what? Well, maybe I'm just too hype about
it's
it. Just,
I'm like, oh, it's recency bias.
Yeah. What and then I kept so thinking good? About it. It's just like a good sci-fi like movie. It has like interesting questions.
It looks so it. Real.
The designs and are
like,
so good.
I'm like, oh man, this is a real place. And I was stressed. I'm like, this is happening right now.
You know? Yeah. It really? Like really kind of preys on like some of your fear of AI, but not in like a cheesy way. Like I think it's very clever with tackling AI concepts.
Yeah. Because
like if you were to think of like an AI sci-fi movie, you'd be like, oh, AI is taking over. It's basically just Terminator. But no, it's like something different from that. And it's much more about like greedy, like America army stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of referential to like the Vietnam War in like a way. And it's not really like AI is like taking over, but there's like that fear that is kind of like making just the American government military go psycho pretty much.
Was this movie just pulled out of thin air or like was it yeah, based off something?
No, it's like an OG oh, concept.
Wow. Yeah.
It was like one of the Star Wars directors like directed this, but it's got like, it feels a lot like Star Wars and it feels a lot like, you know, Terminator and things like that and all these different movies,
mm-hmm.
but it's just like its own thing. And it's just like super fun and looks yeah, great.
Very compelling. Mm-hmm. And like by the end, I was like, God damn it. Like there's like, it's like kind of long.
Yeah.
But it keeps your interest the whole time. And like, there's yeah. such a big sense of like scale because there's big... There's like a big ship that like flies around and kind of like terrorizes people.
Hmm.
And it like just looks super big in the air and you're looking at it. I'm like, wow, that's fucked up.
Is it like real people or is it just like...
There's real people and then there's AI that have like people's actual faces on it. Like people can donate their likeness so that their face would be on AI robots.
Oh.
And then there's normal robots.
Yeah, like the which I don't understand kind of ones. I think that's like the older ones because those are yeah. always in like villages and stuff. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like low-end kind of ones.
There's like AI monks that are like part of like monk temples and stuff. So like there's a bunch of like ideas there that aren't like really explored, but they're interesting to look at. And then like by the end, there's like a...
It took me a minute. I'm like, do I even like this movie or does it just look good? And no, in the middle, I'm like, this is a good movie.
Yeah. By the end, I was like, wow, that's such a nice way to end it.
Towards you know? The end, I was like, I need to own this movie physically so I can watch it whenever I want.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, exactly. That was like what I was thinking.
Yeah.
About.
So, okay, I need to watch this movie. Then.
Yeah. big
take,
vouch.
Take Jackson. He'll fucking love it.
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely wants to see it. Like he even saw it like the, just even the poster. He's like, we need to see that.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
sick.
Big vouch.
Big fan. But anyway,
So me and Sophie were trying to figure out like what to, or we were talking, I think it was like about Deadpool 3 or something random.
Mm-hmm.
And, we talked about how Elektra is going to be like in Deadpool 3.
Supposedly.
Yeah. Supposedly. And then she was like, oh, we should watch Elektra because she loves that movie. And I was like,
is she sure?
She does. She like actually loves it.
Did and you guys rewatch it?
We haven't rewatched it, but like.
I was like, I want to watch her watch it to see like her smile.
That's what I know. Cause I don't know if I've seen it or if I have, it's been like a really long time. But then I was like, yeah, but we should watch like the Daredevil movie first. And she was like, why?
No.
And I was like,
that's crazy.
I was like,
you say that.
I was like, yeah, because Elektra's in it. And she's like, Elektra's in Daredevil. And she loves this Elektra movie. Has no idea that it was just a spinoff movie from Daredevil, the yeah. Ben Affleck movie.
Right.
And I just think that that's so funny.
I'm trying to think of if there's like another example of that same scenario.
Like just a spinoff movie just where someone
loving
doesn't
a
know.
Spin-off. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's know. Like loving Puss in Boots, but didn't know she was in Shrek. You
Puss
know?
Or like Shrek?
Like low key and like.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. I just thought that was funny. I forgot to say that story last week, but it made me laugh.
That's hilarious.
A lot.
I also watched Black Mirror. Have you guys seen ooh, that? Yeah, before?
Like the new season or just like
all
of
it? Them.
You I watched all of them?
Sophie
well, not
was...
all of them. I just kind of been skipping around, but I definitely watched the last season. It has Paul. No. The one from Breaking Bad. What's his name?
Aaron Paul.
That one's awesome.
I love that one. That one's so good.
Dude, the one with like the people making the documentary about like in like Ireland or whatever.
Yeah.
That one was fucking crazy. Nuts. I told you to watch those, but you didn't.
Mm-mm.
That one was just...
Oh, and then also the one with like the AI like TV shows that were made on Netflix of the people's lives. Yeah, of the people's lives. And I was like...
Oh, I saw part of that one.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was like, oh...
Sophie watched like all of them. So you're talking about the one that had like Salma Hayek in it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I saw part of that one.
There's one called Black Museum.
Have you seen that? Oh, yeah.
It's that one's pretty good.
That one like connects like all of them. Or they try to.
With Letitia Wright?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the one where he's like, it gives off, he's in like a spaceship and like he codes the people in his life in his own game.
The Star Trek one?
Yeah, the Star Trek. That's what I was trying to connect.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, that one has Jesse Plemons in it and he's really good.
Yeah, I hear that's like people's like favorite one.
The Star Trek one is really funny because they clearly go from like old school Star Trek to like J.J. Abrams Star Trek at some point.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because there's a shot where there's just like tons of lens flare on it, referencing like how J.J. Abrams like directs things. And I thought that was really funny.
Very good. What's your favorite one out of the like whole show?
I think it was the one with Paul Rudd. Wait, what's his name?
Paul Rudd. You got it. the Ant-Man.
No. I wouldn't be surprised if he was in an episode. Honestly.
Dude, think, yeah.
I don't know.
Aaron Paul, you mean?
Yeah, Aaron Paul.
That one
I
was
don't
good.
Know why, but there's a lot of good ones. There's also some really bad ones where I was like, why did we just watch this?
Yeah, like the pig one.
There's a crazy one.
I like the pig one. What are you talking about?
Did you watch the one? I don't know what it's called, but basically like he downloaded...
talking to the mic.
He downloaded this like sweeping app to sweep your computer, and it was like, it was actually people just watching you and like from your like camera, and he was like doing some illegal stuff and basically was blackmailing him, and he basically... Have you guys... Does it ring a bell?
No, not at all.
There's
I've only make seen him fight.
It's yeah.
Okay, I saw the end of
crazy.
That one.
Crazy.
And then they went.
That one made me
feel
unsettling.
They're like blackmailing people and then making them fight.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
To the death. And then they get arrested anyways because they say, oh, if you don't do this, I'll blackmail you. But they blackmail him anyway.
Like, yeah, it's like if you win, we won't blackmail you. And then they kill a person and they just blackmail him anyway.
It's a very disturbing episode and it left me like...
What did that dude do? I didn't see that part.
He watched like child porn, basically. Ooh-wee. There was another one where he was cheating on his wife with a hooker.
I like that one where the people can like... rewind their memories and rewatch them.
Yes,
that was my favorite.
Or when
one.
The girl, oh yeah, when the girl was cheating.
Yeah,
and like he found out all this stuff from just replaying his memories. I'm like, damn! Imagine like that in real life, and like you just find out all this stuff that you didn't even recognize when you saw it. Like,
there's that one where you could put the like consciousness of a loved one inside of yourself, and like they life through the person's eyes.
And
that's
you
from
just
Black
hear,
Mirror.
You just hear him in your head.
Yeah, hear him in your head. And then, like, whenever... You could, like, turn it off.
The Black Museum or whatever.
Who is in that one?
No, it is a Black Museum one. I think you're right. Yeah.
He puts her in a teddy bear.
Yeah, and then the teddy bear was in the museum.
And it's, like, long-living consciousness. Like,
wow, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Monkey loves you. That one.
Yeah.
That one was crazy.
And then they put the guy in the thing, the museum guy in the thing where the other guy was.
Yes, exactly.
And then they shock him and then she burned it to the ground.
Or
pretty
the
cool.
one where he put on a hat and you could feel what other people are feeling but without the actual thing
don't
happening
remember
to you. He like put the thing on his head.
Was that in the same episode?
Yeah, it was where a doctor like could figure out what was going wrong, like whether it was a heart attack or like something with their like kidneys or whatever, but he could feel it with actually like it happening.
Oh, interesting.
So he knew exactly what was wrong with them. But he got like really obsessed with the pain that he would just get off to it, and so they would... I forgot what the ending was. He would like he liked
the pain or
something,
right?
He really liked the pain, and then he like killed this homeless person just to feel it again. And he would also put it on himself and hurt himself just to feel the pain or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I barely remember that one, but...
Good show.
Did you see that one where, like, society is basically just run off of this, like, one app and how much people like you? And, like...
There's like, the Tinder one.
No, it's not like Tinder, but like it's basically you rate every interaction that you have, and then based on like how many positive interactions that you have, that determines like your status.
I haven't seen that. Cool.
Like you need to be like so well liked to get into like certain neighborhoods and stuff like that. Ooh. I fucking hate that one, honestly, because I was like, this is where it's going. You know, yeah. I'm like, this is going to happen.
It's really funny to summarize Black Mirror episodes.
Especially if you haven't seen them. You're just like, this doesn't sound that good. But you got to like,
sounds great.
You got to like watch it and like, then, you know.
Yeah.
I do want to like watch like them all at least once, you know.
Mm-hmm. There's some, yeah. Even like the description sounds so boring and they end up being boring. It's like, damn. I was like, well. That there was something more to it.
Anyway.
I think that's all the shows I watched.
What are you going to read next week, Nathan?
What are we going to read next week?
Marvel Zombies versus Army of the Dead.
Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness.
Yeah. By John Layman and someone else.
Yep. I'm excited.
Me too.
Thanks, Serena, for coming on.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Sorry, this one's for having me. This one's
a weird book, but
it seemed like you liked it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like
Black Mirror in a way.
Should we decide what Christmas comic to do for when she comes back on?
Yes, please. I need to come back on for Christmas.
I don't even know what's out there.
Don't worry.
You wrote it down?
I got it all.
Didn't you say one in one of your other podcasts and you didn't realize that it was a Christmas one, even though it was just Santa on the cover?
Oh, yeah, dude. That that new James Tynion one that's coming out.
Oh, The Deviant.
The Deviant. Nah, yeah,
that's not going to be in trade yet, though.
No. Oh.
Fortunately.
So I think what we should do is The Last Christmas.
That doesn't sound very nice.
It's by Jerry Duggan.
I want Christmas to happen all the time.
I want more Christmas.
And it's got Santa.
Oh, yeah.
That one seems fun.
Who's the artist?
I don't know. Brian Posen or something?
Okay. Remender's on this? Seems weird.
Maybe it's like an anthology or something.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I'm down for that.
Oh. I love it. Let's do it.
Is that one? And then the other option would be Happy.
No, not that one.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Grant Morrison.
A little weird?
A little weird.
It's about like this, like this dude who's got like a imaginary friend that like helps him out, and he like is hunting down this like mall Santa who like kidnaps kids.
That's so funny.
They made it into a show.
Yeah, it was like a show. It's pretty good actually.
I think it's on Amazon.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
But anyway.
Yeah, Last Christmas sounds fun. So Last Christmas. We'll get you back on for that one.
Yeah.
See, it's like the same thing with mascots and ice cream men. You never know who's in the suit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why they got that beard on? Why can't we see their face?
You know? Yeah, I don't know.
Why are they impersonating this man? You're not Santa.
Anyway. Smell like beef and cheese.
Smell like beef and cheese. You're not Santa.
Thanks everyone for watching. Thanks for listening. Tell us what Christmas comic to read.
Yeah.
At trainwriterspod@gmail.com. Got our link in our bio.
Let us know if Ice Cream Man's good if you've read it.
Yeah, let us know how the rest of Ice Cream Man is.
And what's your favorite ice cream?
Yeah, what's your favorite ice cream? We've never asked them
that. Yeah, please. Yeah, it's all about us. Yeah. We've never,
you want to know,
never
you
expanded. Yeah, go like, comment, subscribe, all this stuff. Thanks, Rena, for coming on. Of course. And goodbye.
Bye.